Dr. Michael Doyle with us. Dr. Michael Doyle is the Chief Medical Officer from Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley on the telephone. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Bob. Thank you very much for having me on the show this morning. I appreciate it.
Anytime at all. Well, we are in uncharted waters, are we not, sir?
Yeah, we've never seen anything like this before. This is, I mean, in modern era. You know, really haven't. It's astounding. Yeah.
How are you guys doing for, everything you need, PPEs and ventilators and all the other equipment that you may need?
We're doing actually very well. I want to thank the community, thank the governor, thank county. You know, we've had tremendous support, from that, even through the network, WMC Health Network. We've got remarkable supply, everything we need from personal protective equipment to ventilators and, daily updates on where we stand on that and do we need anything else. And so far, we haven't. All of our supply needs, all of our ventilator needs have been met, and we have additional capacity should, a surge come. So we're, I think, feeling very confident in our ability to meet, the demands that may come our way up here in Ulster County.
Interesting time. Community groups are just coming together. They're really raising the bar for everybody else. They're doing a great job during this whole thing, aren't they?
It's phenomenal. That's one of the things that really astounded me. I came to this hospital. I was really impressed with the number of staff here in the hospital who had been here for a long time. And I thought, wow, that shows how much these staff members love their community. But wow, I tell you what, something about this crisis shows me how much this community loves its hospital and its caregivers. It's been phenomenal to watch the outpouring of support that has come from, community members both in, looking to provide, masks early on, and we had to, figure out how we're going to do that right, face shields, to now, meals that are coming through our meal train program, and just the daily thanks that people communicate through Facebook and other, other social media for what the community is doing. And I can't thank the community enough for that. What it means when our team goes around and delivers a meal that was provided by our community members, locally sourced through our own restaurants in the community, our community members going out through Meal Train and getting these meals and having them sent to the hospital. When we deliver those meals to our staff, it's a real source of encouragement and a bond and a connection that, ties the hospital to the community in a way that says, we're here to take care of you and we want to do that.
We are talking to Dr. Michael Doyle, Executive Director and Chief Medical Officer of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley. Doctor, what's the procedure with the, I know that the TechCity testing site's up. What's the procedure for that? What's going on if we want to get tested?
Yeah, so the test site, through Ulster County is available, I think, most 8:30 to 3:30, I think, are the hours. It's best if you go to the Ulster County website, it gives the exact hours and the address there. But you need an order for the test from a physician, and most folks can get those by calling their primary care physician, calling, the office. They don't have to go in. They might do a telehealth visit because a lot of physicians' offices have moved to telehealth during this time. But you can get it even through a phone call through the office. And with that order, which can be faxed or scanned or sent to your email, you take that out to TechCity, and they'll run the test. They prefer that you call to get an appointment to make sure they have capacity, and that's through the COVID community hotline, and they can get that test run there.
Doctor, tell me, are we coming out of this thing or what?
I think that's really hard to say, and this is really, kind of more opinion, than expert, just as I observe the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
When you go on the county's website, which tracks, the daily tolls of positives, we continue to see that go up here in Ulster County. And I know that we have, a lot of folks out there practicing social distancing and doing essential travel, and I can't thank people who are doing that enough. That is so hard to do, to do the social distancing, to, not go out. Every time you deny yourself something or you say that's not essential, you're saving lives here at the hospital, the folks who are doing that. And so, but we're still seeing those numbers go up, and that has to level off before I think folks start saying, yeah, we're coming out of this.
Right. It is by no means time to take the foot off the gas here.
Right. Correct. The governor just, I think, put out the notice yesterday that if you're out in public and you can't maintain social distancing, wear a mask. And that just really speaks to, hey, this is still going to be there. It's going to be there for a while, and we have to change how we behave if we want to stay on top of this.
Would you tell me how the construction is going on the Mary's Avenue site, sir?
Yeah, so Mary's Avenue, that's a planned, renovation and remodel in addition to the Mary's Avenue campus, where we have, it's a $93 million project where we're going to put in 79,000 square feet in new construction, which is a new emergency department, new labor and delivery, new waiting room, new medical imaging, and we're still moving forward with that. you know, the governor and the team in Albany selected the Mary's Avenue campus during this COVID crisis as a, you know, receiving hospital for patients who are recovering from COVID illness, and we're also partnering with the governor's office in New York State to make that happen if it's needed. But meanwhile, we're going to continue to work on the other part of that campus where we want this construction to go. And, you know, so both are happening. And very interesting times.
Indeed they are, man. Indeed they are. And times we'd like to just kind of forget at times. Dr. Michael Doyle, who is the Executive Director and Chief Medical Officer of Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley, thank you so much for a few minutes this morning and keeping us up to date, getting us up to date and keeping us posted. I do appreciate every second of it. Thank you, sir.
Anytime, Bob. Anytime. Thank you.